Chapter 2 The Falling Star. Then came the night of the first falling star. Hundreds of people saw it fall over Winchester, but they thought it was a normal meteorite. People said it left a green streak and made a hissing sound as it fell. I was at home, but I did not see the star fall. The next morning, Ogilvy, who had seen the falling star, went to find the place where it had landed. He found a large hole in the ground on Horsell Common near the sandpits. The grass was on fire and smoke rose above the hole. The thing was mostly buried in sand and ashes. It was a huge cylinder, 30 yards long. Ogilvy heard sounds from inside the cylinder, but he thought they were caused by the cooling metal. Then he noticed that ash and dirt were falling off one end of the metal cylinder. Suddenly, he understood that the cylinder was not a meteorite. It was a hollow tube, and someone was inside trying to get out. "Good heavens, there are men inside trying to escape," said Ogilvy. He tried to help unscrew the cylinder, but the metal was too hot. He ran to find help. Most people thought Ogilvy was crazy until he found his friend Henderson. Ogilvy told Henderson everything he had seen. The two men ran back to the cylinder. The sounds inside had stopped, but one end of the cylinder was almost open. The two men shouted to the inhabitants inside, but no one answered. Henderson and Ogilvy ran to town to get help. Everyone in town was very excited. I learned about the dead men from Mars when I bought a newspaper that morning. I quickly ran to the sandpits.